Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth for everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saved in His sheltering heart, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life. I'm never alarmed at the overcast sky. The Master looks on at the strife. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saving and sheltering heart, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saving, sheltering heart, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Our Lord will return to deserve some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saving and sheltering on, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saving and sheltering on, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm.
You wouldn't believe it if you look around the world. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity. Doesn't look like it, but see what happened. Man has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
He's still Jesus. He's still the supreme ruler.
Mm-hmm.
But you give a mankind a choice. Mm-hmm. You choose what you want to do with this planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You choose how you're going to run your position in government. You choose what you're going to do with your life. It's your choice. It's see, that's he's still King of Kings. He's still the Lord Supreme. A lot of people don't understand that, mm-hmm. eh? That they're just playing God and things don't go. Well, you give them freedom of choice.
Even with this vaccine, it's a choice. People make a choice. And I always say, like, it's made the some say there are ingredients in there from aborted babies.
Yeah.
And the next say that the vaccine was harvested from aborted baby kidney cells. And but all in all, it's an anti-God vaccine. I don't care who you are, what excuse you have, it's an anti-God vaccine. What they're meaning to do is to rob you of your soul with that vaccine. Yeah. There's something diabolical with that vaccine that you look at Bill Gates, you look at Fauci, you look at George Soros, you look at the Vatican, you look at that whole New World Order regime. You look at these people, and what do you see? Very wicked people that have sold out to do the devil's thing, just like Constantine at the Constantine Hour. They sold out to do the devil's bidding. And so likewise here, these people have sold out to do the devil's bidding, and they're out to get your soul.
Well, everything's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. We decided to Psalm 91.
Mm-hmm.
No pestilence will come nigh your dwelling. If ye walk, if. A lot of ifs in there, right?
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
If you will do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us. See, there's that choice again. If mm-hmm. you choose, no problem.
He says, yeah, the devil is such a copycat. It almost looks like he wants to copy immortality.
I've been fighting this fight so long, I'm getting accustomed to it. I don't want it no other way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want the easy street, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be in the fight. Well, it's quite something. You're so used to fighting, being in the fight, rejected, and all that's part of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And, standard procedure to us,
eh? Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, part of the program.
Mm-hmm. God is believing,
we are raised, and God is believing, live thou me. Drum sagiks naima, God is still liebe, God is still liebe,
ermit thou me. I lag in banden, der resen sinne, I lag in banden, nun kann ich los. Drum sagiks naima, God is still liebe, God is still liebe, er liebt auch mich. Jesus mein Heiler, Gott sich zum Opfer, Jesus mein Heiler, bis meine Schuld. Drum sag ich's noch einmal, God is still liebe, God is still liebe, er liebt auch mich. Oh, sie ist sehr lieb, du brennt das Heile. Oh, sie ist sehr lieb, der Seelentrost. Darum sag ich's noch einmal, God is still liebe, God is still liebe, er liebt auch mich. Dich will ich preisen, du ewige Liebe, dich will ich loben, solang ich lebe. Drum sag ich's noch einmal, Gott ist die Liebe, mein Gott ist Enendos, Drum Sagix Naima,
Gavis Dilibe, Gatis Dilibe, Erli Adami. Was wach mich von Sinnen rein, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Wo macht ihr mich heil und sein, nur im Blut des Lammes Jesu. O köstlich ist die Blut, mach allen Schalen gut. Hear meine Seele ruh, in dem Blut des Lammes Jesu. Was erlöst mich von der Schuld, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Was schenkt mir des Vaters Huld, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Oh, köstlich ist die Blut, mein allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht, in dem Blut des Lammes Jesu. Was ersehnet mich mit Gott, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Was errettet aus der Not, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Oh, köstlich ist die Blut, mein allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht, in dem Blut des Lammes Jesu. Was macht Kreuz aus Krumm und Schleck, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Was macht mich vor Gott gerecht, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. O köstlich ist die Blut, mein allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht, in dem Blut des Lammes Jesu.
Zwinget Sinn und Welt,
nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu.
Was macht mich zum Gottes Held,
nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Oh, köstlich ist die Blut, mein allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Was dort alles einen Weg, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. Was führt in das Himmels Weg, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. O köstlich ist die Blut, mein allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu. There's a cure for them vaccines.
Absolut.
Was macht grad, was krumm und schlecht.
Mm-hmm. Nur das Blut des Lammes Jesu.
Well, blood of Jesus can cure that, that stab, jab. I call it a stab, but
it have to be a gut-wrenching repentance there.
Yeah, you got to be serious.
To cure that from getting the vaccination. Because what it is, it's the devil is trying to copycat God. Everything that God does, he tries to copycat. So God gives you eternal life through salvation. And the devil, he gets these people to fake a fake Christianity, the Trinity baptism. Now here with this, they call it transhumanism, almost like they want to create a species that is untouchable, right? But they The devil puts God out of the equation, and everything that's not in God will be destroyed.
I was wondering, how come these people that live forever, like Clinton and Carter, they must have got some kind of a vaccine that could prolong life. God allows it.
That's a good point. But what it does, it takes your soul. You sell your soul to the devil.
Yeah, we're living in. When he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, yes I know. When he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. That's only effective if you endure to the end, you know? You gotta endure to the end, because if you don't, it makes it obsolete. Hey, see, it's come up with artificial Christianity, too, that charismatic thing. Man, you can't talk to these people. You can quote them scripture. I've tried. And they kind of look at you, and they're convinced, you know, but that charismatic Christianity.
It's almost like they look at you, what kind of Bible are you reading?
Like you're from outer space. I've had that. I talk to people and tell them what the Bible says. They don't believe you. They're into this. Once I'm saved, they had this experience. I've talked to tons of people. I had an experience. I got my convictions, you know. They had a touch of something. Like that Jared Hill. Back in, they knew exactly the day when they had something happen to him. Devil came into you.
Jared or that Edward? Jim?
Who's that?
Edward?
Jared down there, too. He said it, too. You can't convince him otherwise.
No.
That's my experience. And that Edward here and Waldine. Yeah, and you wonder if you're wrong. Maybe they're right. Well, I've had an experience, too, but it's ongoing. I got to endure to the end. I can't relax. I'm in a fight. Fight for my life. And it's pretty close to the finish line. And it doesn't get easier, you know what I'm saying? You can't make this without fasting. I've tried. Believe me, about 5-6 years ago, the Lord came on the scene. You're not going to make this without fasting. Well, just try it without fasting. There's just too many hurdles that you can't do it. And Jesus proved it. He said, he asked the disciples, asked Jesus, how come we couldn't get the victory over that one? And then Jesus said, this one doesn't happen without fasting and prayer. So the fight that we're in now, it's definitely, it's all or nothing. Meine Armut macht mich schreien, zu dem Dreien, der mich segnet und macht rein. Jesus, du bist deine, meine, dein, meine.
Domine, Domine, mine servant. Adonai mi erdi crafte, sum geschäfte, das erlich verbunden bin. Mein armes Herz an Feuer und erneuere, durch zerstreiten Geist und Sinn. Siehe, Leib, sie deiner Quelle, meine Seele, wandern durchs Geblatt und Mal. Du kannst die Begierden stillen und mich füllen, dass sie werden Freuden zahlt. Treib die Ferner, die mich hindern, du kannst mindern, der Versuchung starke Kraft. Lass nichts meinen Glauben schwängen, dich zu sprengen, so empfinde ich Kraft und Saal. Heil mir aus gespannten Armen, zu mir arm, drücke mich an deine Brust. Du erkennst mein tiefes Sehnen und die Tränen, Jesu meines Herzens Lust. Du bleibst ewig meine Freude, auch im Leide, wenn mir Angst und Kummer plagt. Denn du bist der Auserkorne, das Verlorene, hast du nimmer weggejagt. O Verknick des Küstes Mundes und des Bundes, suche sie Ach, mein Gott, was soll ich sagen, mein Behagen, bleibest du in Ewigkeit.
The reason I'm on this thing, all week long, singing this song, trying to tie the message together. Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I spent all my life trying to figure out what that scripture means, and a raw.
Mm-hmm.
And in German, Selig sind die, der Geist die haben sind, denn das Himmelreich ist hier. And that other translation, blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Now, like, I hope I can bring it out. Like, the king, everybody wants the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them, you know. So in order for the kingdom of heaven to belong to us, you got to be poor in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, I spent all my life trying to figure out what that blessed are the poor in spirit. To condense it, I would have to say, in the raw, blessed are those that have no agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an agenda here. We don't go by this universal Roman Catholic script that every church has across America, because I know it. I've been to them. I've been down to Edrons, that church in Edrons, and then they got that formula, they go hatched out at the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was up at Lethbridge at the Alliance Church, they got that same formula, you know, got that same book where they asked that sermon is for today. Mm-hmm. That's where they got their Bible study in. It's all universal, it's all set out for. But here we don't have that. The reason we don't, because we're poor in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We depend on the Lord on a weekly basis, day to day basis. What are you going to have this Sunday? We don't come up with our own plan. We're spiritually poor. Spiritually simply means poor means we have nothing on our own.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. I just pray you'll help me to say the things you allow me to see all week, Lord. Give that increase in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Selig sind die Geist, die haben sind, denn das immer leid ich sehe. That's quite something. Sind wir alle oft gut, spiritually poor. We do not depend on our own intelligence on a week-to-week basis. Everything that we say and do here, that's orchestrated in heaven. All we can do is be so poor before the Lord that He'll come and fill us on a weekly basis. And anybody that's been listening to any of these conversations we've had, you have to realize it's utterly impossible for us to come up with this, you know. It has to be ordained of God. And that's one of the first things the Lord dealt with me on. Saying, I can only reward you for what you've allowed me to do through you. And in order to do that, I just got to be empty before the Lord. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there's the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. And I keep going back to that. I think I'll have to read it because it's the foundation. Of Revelation chapter 1. What motivates us, what our foundation is, and what keeps us going on a week-to-week basis, because you have to have scriptures. And we haven't got our own agenda, you know what I'm saying? But even at that, let's say you're empty before the Lord and you trust Him to feed you every week, you still have to go to the scripture. These two got to walk hand in hand. I can't just come up with an idea. Oh, the Lord showed us this week to week what we should say and do, and have no scriptures to tie it together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure there's lots of people out there that they think they're led of the Lord, but do they have scriptures? Do they have this foundation here? I'll read it to you. Revelation chapter 1. I'll start in verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about with paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand on me and said unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Und Jesus Jesus in German. Das Geheimnis der sieben Sterne, die du gesehen hast, in meiner rechten Hand, und die sieben goldenen Leuchter, die sieben Sterne sind Engel, die sieben Gemeinden, und die sieben Leuchter, die du gesehen hast, sind sieben Gemeinden. See, that's where you and I, we keep going back. That's the foundation of the crazy age. These seven churches are types. That's going to happen. I know we've said it before, but just to make sure that what we say here ties together with Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We're not out here like a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
We're not got our own opinion on things. We have got to go back to that scene that John saw on the Isle of Patmos, where Jesus allowed him to see what must be hereafter. He allowed him to see the church age. He allowed him to see the grace age. Yeah, there were seven churches in Asia Minor. There were actually more than seven.
Yeah, there were quite a few, but these ones just typed the conditions within the grace age.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like today we're in Laodicea, but
mm-hmm.
it started out at the church of Ephesus.
Mm-hmm.
That first church was like typed the church of Ephesus. Ephesus was a very strong church.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout Ephesus, Ephesus was responsible for all the other churches.
Mm-hmm.
She was the foundation. But yet, even that, we still have to go back to see this scenario. You have to have this scenario here, this scene before our eyes on a constant basis. That where do we get our information from? We get it right here from this foundational thing where John turned around and he saw
mm-hmm.
these seven stars.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to explain they're the seven angels
mm-hmm.
to the seven church ages.
Mm-hmm.
This is the foundation that we have to go back on. And it is also very important that when somebody comes along and has not this foundation, like a lot of people, you see them on the internet, you see a preacher out
mm-hmm.
there, but you ask them about this foundation, they don't even know what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about. See, that's how you can
mm-hmm.
protect yourself from deception,
mm-hmm.
because if you believe you me, eventually, if you keep listening to
mm-hmm.
that, and they don't bring this with them. See, back in the days of John said, if they don't bring this with you, don't even bid them farewell.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even let them in your house. It's the same thing today, only this here is a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Back then it was something to do with the deity of Christ or something.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to bring something in, and John said, if they do not bring this with them, don't even bid them farewell. And today you can see, you can truly say, if they do not even know that there's such a thing as a church age, and that there's such a thing as these as angels to the church age, you put yourself at risk believing him or even giving them an ear.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to the seventh star. We are in our era, Laodicea. We know in the days of the voice when he shall begin to sound. We know that beginning was Brother Branham.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got that down in your attunement, light in your soul, nothing can veer you off on that.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, there's a little word there that a lot of people, I've never even heard anybody talk about it except you and me. There's a little word there, begin. And it means something. The Bible is so condensed. If you miss that word begin, you'll miss the purpose of Brother Jackson. And the days of the voice when he shall begin to sound. But you know where that is? You kind of feel that.
Revelation 10.
You need to tell people where it's at. Read it out of the Bible. Because they think we're making things up. It's so foreign to them that they think we're making it up.
Revelation 10:7.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. See? Father Brenham, he was the voice of that seventh angel.
Mm-hmm.
See that one of those stars in the back there? There's seven of them. Well, he was the last one, the Laodicea. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the seventh one is Laodicea. There are seven churches. So he's the last one. Because seven, there's only seven there. There's no eight. And there's more than six. So he was the seventh. That means we're in the last church age. But in the days of the voice, like I say, he was only the voice of the seventh angel when he shall begin to sound. See that word begin? You got to look at that word and you got to blow it up about 10 times the size it is for it to have a meaning. Otherwise, you just read over it. When he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he had declared to his servants the prophets. And then I'll read it here in German. Sondern in den Tagen der Stimme. See, there again, it's just the voice. Der Stimme der siebenten Engels. Wenn besaunen will, soll vollendet werden das Geheimnis Gottes, wie hat verkündigt seine Knechte den Propheten. And just like we started out with Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this John here was full of himself,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't have heard that voice mm-hmm. because he had his own opinion on things. But here, but in the days of the voice of the seven angels, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he had declared to servants the prophets. And there, the same thing with Brother Brenner. If Brother Brenner was full of himself, he had his own agenda, you know mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say? But in the days when the seventh angel is about to blow his trumpet, the mystery of God is complete, just as he has proclaimed to his servants, the prophets. So just trying to kind of, where we're coming from, kind of lay a footing. Where are we going to go to this? We're going to go to that image of the beast. Because we didn't pick this up from some denomination. We're just following true. That's why, blessed is he. That's what the Lord's been dealing with me. Blessed is he that the poor in spirit, for there's the kingdom of God.
I can really vouch for that part. So, I was on the colony. The Lord saved me when I was 21. I was on the colony for 7 years, and I read my Bible. I listened to a lot of preachers on the mm-hmm. radios. I read a lot of books that I picked up on, and I read them for 7 years. I did that, you know. I lived a life, and then I listened to all these preachers. I listened to Chuck Swindoll. I listened to what's the other one name?
Charles Stanley.
I listened to that Zacharias. I don't know his full name anymore.
Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm. I listened to all these preachers and to more like. And some that are not as well known,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the 7 years, I said, Lord, there's something that I'm not understanding in your word. There's something that I'm not getting. I felt like a carrot in front of a donkey. You mm-hmm. never really get it. You mm-hmm. never really get it. There's something that you're missing. A certain, almost like a chromosome in your body is missing or something. There's something in you that's not getting what it wants.
Yeah, they never deliver.
They never deliver. And I experienced it. I know. I even took the Bible. I said, Lord, there is no point in me reading your Bible if I don't understand it. I don't understand something. And then, I desired it. I longed mm-hmm. for it. Like what happened in the garden? Why are we sinners? Why are we the way that we are? What is the natural? Why are we this natural man? And why is the spirit man and the natural man always at war with each other? What really happened? And then I was given the book of Brother Brenham. And there were all my answers. That mm-hmm. The questions that I had from the Bible were in when I came to the seventh star. That angel that I heard come out mm-hmm. of her, my people, that angel that I heard speaking through the voice of Brother Brenham and through then to the voice of Brother Jackson. That's what I heard. I didn't, and then that what you were saying here, they follow the same curriculum. And they do. It's the curriculum where you sit in this church for the rest of your life and you're really not getting fed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there I was getting fed. I had my heart's desire right there. And that's why when you were saying they have the same curriculum. And what stabilizes us, what sets our foundation sure and being connected to the vine is going back to those seven stars
that Jesus
held in his right hand. These are the ones that Jesus is going to use to
communicate
with us, to tell us where we are in time, to give us a revelation of his word, meet in due season as it is needed for the time and hour that we're living in. Mm-hmm. He is going to provide it to us.
And it gets it from that.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back, you got to read that scene over and over and over. How to the heart, how close was the heart of God that he would give Jesus and allow John to see what actually took place.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see him, the power and the majesty that he was dressed in. His hair white as wool. Mm-hmm. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. He said, I am he that was alive and live forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Mm-hmm. You've got to absorb that. You've got to read it over and over again to get the drift of what we're trying to say here.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the week, the Lord just kind of, you really have to have your senses tuned to hear kind of like a whisper,
mm-hmm.
but there's just no end to,
mm-hmm.
to what you could talk about. How John turned around and he heard this tremendous, like rushing water, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a big waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And all that is consumed, the energy and energy that it took to bring this message to John. This is how I'm going to communicate
mm-hmm.
throughout the grace age. Anything else is amiss. I'm putting that in there, but I put it in for a reason. If you listen to anything else, you're going to be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And long they come, you know, 325 A.D., here they come, changing the water baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And on throughout the whole grace age, you've got these deceivers. You've got
mm-hmm.
the dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the woman mixing her stuff in there into that bread.
Mixing that leaven
in. Mm-hmm. You have all that, but if you don't connect with that third age, you won't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go back, connect with what that church age messenger said, what Paul said, what Irenaeus said,
mm-hmm.
what Columbus said. They all warned the people in their hour what's coming and to stay the course. You know, they were
mm-hmm.
speaking. They were that star, that angel was speaking through these men
mm-hmm.
to warn the people what's coming up the road. And then along comes Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. And then those that tapped into that, they didn't. That's all they had to do. Freedom. You know, out of this Roman Catholicism, communistic, demonistic environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all these songs come from. Mine Adamant must be right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Lord, all week long is giving me that song, Mine Adamant. That's why I ask if it's somewhere in English.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much in it. But when it's done, it's condensed into one thing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. We don't have an agenda. They didn't have a program. They didn't get up and in order to read, there's a curriculum,
mm-hmm.
and then they go out there and preach a sermon
mm-hmm.
according to that Roman Catholic curriculum
exactly.
or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whatever it's called. And they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And people go there, they flock there by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on just as empty. First thing they had for is the buffet, you know. God, that, you know what I'm trying to say? It's not doing nothing for their soul.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do nothing for me. I went to everyone and went to every nook and cranny until I heard about Brother Branham,
mm-hmm.
until I got to Revelation. The Lord spoke to me. This is my prophet.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it, you'll be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose to believe it. And all that I ever taught, been taught, I had to flush down the commode because it didn't matter. I mean, all it was an obstacle to me. And I believed that prophet. And there, like I say, we got that word begin. Started with Brother Branham. He goes off the scene, if you know the story about Brother Jackson at all. He was already had his church going. He was already riding with his horse,
mm-hmm.
but he was passing Brother Branham, and Brother Branham just said, keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
And there is scripture again. What's that scripture that the Lord gave you? Remember the things you've been taught,
mm-hmm.
and continue down in them.
Mm-hmm.
He was continuing. And the things that he learned from Brother Branham.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for Brother Branham, Brother Jackson couldn't have. He didn't. He was clueless.
Because
he had questions too. And that little man, he answered all his questions.
Because
he had read. One morning was reading. Behold, I send Elijah the prophet. And he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the apostolic faith
mm-hmm.
of their fathers. And it just consumed them until he actually shook hands with that man.
Mm-hmm.
That's that man. That's got to be then.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be here now. That's got to be him. And he consumed himself and he said, I'm going to see to it there's no daylight between him and me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did, he consumed it, he absorbed it. He was really the only person after Brother Jackson left the scene that could take the message on.
Absolutely.
He was like it says, and
it was the only
as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Branham was beginning to reveal the Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Jackson is the only one that got it.
That's right.
Because he continued on.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that, where it says, continue thou on.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother, he had an episode, and shared a dream with Brother Branham, and Brother Branham told him, "Junior, there's something fixing to happen. And when it does, you stick with that word."
Mm-hmm.
You stuck with the Bible.
That's right.
Not what people say. He said it'll go every direction. But you stick with that word. And that's what rejects it. And then when the Lord brought me to that, I was guided by that unseen hand. I was hungry. But when I was done with the Brother Branham, the Branhamites, the group, I was still empty. There was still something inside of me searching. I still had found something that could settle in me. And the Lord took me away from the Branhamites. And I asked him, "Well, what are you going to do? Where am I going to go?" He says, "I'm taking you and putting you into that other vessel."
Mm-hmm.
See, the message of Brother Branham is that net.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to him because for the sake of time, I'd have to go to write to the ministry of Brother Branham. But he was that. The kingdom of heaven shall be like unto a net that the man cast it out, and he brought in all kinds. But some he put to shore, and the Lord was telling me, "I'm putting you into that other vessel." Well, I didn't know no other vessel. I just, like I say, I'm walking by faith.
Mm-hmm.
For about, I think, maybe 3 months later, I was up in Cologne, and the man put a tape on, and here's Brother Jackson preaching. Who is it? And I said, "Who is this man?" That he would take the word of God with precision accuracy and place it exactly where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Here again, there was my soul was searching, and here was this man, and I knew that's what I'm looking for. Didn't know what I was looking for, but I knew when I find what I'm looking for, I'll recognize it. And here, Minister Brother Brennan, or Brother Jackson, from Brother Brennan to Brother Jackson, and that's that other vessel that the Lord has taken it to. I know there's lots of people in the Brother Jackson movement, they're completely clueless what we're trying to say, simply because they got born into it, you know, like from the colony. When you get born into the colony, you're there forever, like till your day you die, some of them, unless you got a calling to get out of there. But it's the same thing here in this movement of Brother Jackson. They figured their parents brought them here, and it's good enough for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But with us, it's different. We weren't born into it. We had something when we came to Brother Branham, when we came to Brother Jackson. We had salvation before we came. There was just something that we needed for the hour that we're now living in.
That's right.
They were the message for our hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go on from Brother to Brother Jackson. Now he goes off the scene, and now what do we do? Well, we're going to stay with that word.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do exactly what we did when we came from Brother Brennan to Brother Brennan. We're going to stick with that word. We're going to check it out with the word. And here, lo and behold, here they come. We're in the third day. Well, I knew that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Here they come. The 2 days are done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know what's going on. Why would these people say that?
Mm-hmm.
That we're looking up to, you know.
Yeah.
They're preachers in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
And here they come. They show partiality, and they use a different scale when it comes to certain people, and their family is more important than anything else, and here we are, all by ourselves. Well, we can't follow that. And there again, the Lord takes me out of grace and truth. Where are you taking me to? And there again, that song came to me. Gehen in schmale Lebensweg. Man auch verlassen hier. So bin ich dennoch nicht allein. Mein Jesus bleibt bei mir. That's all I had to move me on from where I knew I'd done with grace and truth. Like I say, the Lord gave me that song. I'm going down a narrow road of life, because it's been a very narrow road for me.
Mm-hmm.
Very few friends, very few people that were interested in what I had to say. I really didn't have nothing to say, because I was on this journey, you know. I didn't know why, but I knew the Lord was leading me on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down a narrow road of life. And he'd say, though everybody forsakes me, yet Jesus will never forsake me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had. Because I didn't know what's up to it. I thought, grace and truth is the end all we're all. And here, lo and behold, the Lord moved me out of there. And for about 2 weeks, I'm just kind of minding the Lord. Then he gets me to pick you up. And then he tells me, without you, there is no program. So that's my next chapter. I don't know what will come of it, but it's the chapter that we're in now. Now I'm taking him along, and And as sure as anything, there's absolutely no way that I'll ever be able to go back to any of these churches just because I picked you up. Mm-hmm. And it was the Lord's doing because he didn't want me to flirt back and forth, mm-hmm. oscillate back and forth. I'm done with them. They got nothing for me. Mm-hmm. Their partiality. The 2 days are done. They're fellowshipping with those that they knew are wrong, you know. They broke away from the third day group, but they go and fellowship with the 2 day.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with the two.
It's so hypocritical to me. You have no idea how that sounds to me. Like treating Ellen. Is Ellen who he is? What he's teaching is low life. I don't even. The 144,000 gets sealed before the week, and his stuff gets so derogatory. Ellen who he is? You have no right to treat one person like this and who teaches wrong, and the next person you put him up to your pulpit.
Yeah.
You know what? That is so hypocritical.
I know you kept bringing it up, but I didn't get it until the Lord only had to poke me in the face with it. He had to take me out of there before I could actually see it. How hypocritical and how Tim Relford operates down mm-hmm. there. He's throwing Ellen under the bus and glad to do it. Mm-hmm. And here he embraces Davis, mm-hmm. which is 10 times worse. We're in the 2 days, it's 10 times worse. And then what they teach come onto that 2 days. And
mm-hmm.
I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, you don't know. And it was like he had every right to throw Ellen under the bus. But make sure that you throw Davis under the bus too when he starts preaching wrong.
Yeah.
Why treat one person like this and the other person like that? That's partiality, and that comes from the pit of hell.
Why don't you just read it, what the Lord gave you there about that? Before the saints, it says, before mm-hmm. God and the angel, holy angel. He says not to show partiality. And there they are doing it wholesale, broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to listen to that junk.
Mm-hmm. So it's 1 Timothy 5:21. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things which out preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality.
I charge you before God
mm-hmm.
and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that I observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. See? There's another one where it says somewhere else.
It's in James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
See, that's pure partiality mm-hmm. and pure hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
You take this, the opposite, and you go back to the fruits of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
the wisdom that comes from beneath,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what you're saying. It's mm-hmm. so derogatory. You don't even want to go there.
Yeah, the wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Yeah. Partiality is earthly,
yeah,
sensual, and devilish. It is because what you're doing is, when you're being partial and when you don't stand up for the truth, you are actually, in all actuality, you're crucifying Jesus Christ, because you are stepping on those people who are standing up for truth and for righteousness,
yeah.
and following an ideology. And while you're following a man, you're denying Jesus. Really, that's what's going on.
Really, what you're doing, you're throwing the wrong people under the bus.
That's right. Yeah. And that's in the end, you're throwing Jesus under the bus. Because yeah. you're throwing the wrong people under the bus. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see that going on in the States, too, with those politicians. And you'll see more of it coming, because yeah. it's coming down to the wire, where people are being exposed who they really are.
See, before he comes, he'll expose everything. Mm-hmm. He'll not only expose you, he'll expose the mold,
yes.
you know? See, mm-hmm. the motive is in. What's his motive? What's his agenda? Mm-hmm. And that, the Lord will expose what really his motive is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to check ourselves. What's
That's
our motive?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, God knows what our motive is. We might not even know our own motive ourselves. Mm-hmm. We mean well, but God's going to bring out whether we really do or not.
That's
you know?
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
But anyway, having said that, then, like I say, the things were said, we didn't orchestrate them. We didn't come up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to read that about that image and the mark. Like I was always saying, I could never understand what the image is to the beast. But I figured, well, if it'll be here, I'll see it. I'll recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's been in our face almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
The image to the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And we can really say this is going towards, like this mask mandate and this vaccine mandate. It's not a vaccine. It's a jab to do something to your system.
Mm-hmm.
And so much it left to affect your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're coming out with more and more things, what it actually really is. And it's coming out now, because what happened in January the 6th, when I saw how close the devil was in taking over this country,
mm-hmm.
he only came close. And up until then, it almost like it was all coming to the point where he was going to do a takeover. But when that January 6th happened, something happened to put everything in reverse,
mm-hmm.
and everything is now going to get exposed. And all these things that you're seeing now is the effects of things being exposed.
Exactly right.
Uh-huh. So in Revelation 13, it talks about the image. But I'll read first where it originates from. That's Revelation 13:11. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused it the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he did great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had a mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Now that's the mark.
Mm-hmm.
This here is not the image. This is the mark.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because when you read it, and that other thing you read the other day, the image is there too.
Mm-hmm.
And that no man might buy or sell, said he that had a mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. That pertains to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
The mark pertains to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But you were reading something yesterday
where
the image is universal, uh-huh. looks like.
If you go to Revelations 19:20, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. Those both were cast alive into a lake of fire and brimstone. And then 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
See, here on this one, it's the image.
Mm-hmm. Not worship the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads and on their hands.
Thought you read they had victory. They had victory over this.
Revelation 15:2. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over his number of his name stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. That's the one.
Yeah. And I saw as it were a sea of glass. We know that sea of glass in the back there. After the last part of the we,
mm-hmm.
It's scripture changes. Eh? Mm-hmm. Scripture is now implemented. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to die now. Right now, you just allow the Lord to be ruler of your life, and you can have a successful life. And at the end of the day, you die and go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But in that era of time, it says, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That activates that scripture. That blessed is he now.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get to be immortal, you're going to have to die.
Yes.
There's no other way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no out. There's no
mm-hmm.
out here.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the week. And then, see, that's where the sea of glass people come up.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where a sea of glass mingled with fire and them that had gotten the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somehow you got the victory over the beast.
Mm-hmm.
That's that Roman Catholic system.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Ages coming back. That's old pretense over in Europe. They had victory over it. See, they didn't overcome. They had victory over
mm-hmm.
the beast.
Mm-hmm.
They had victory over his image. That's that thing that we're talking about
mm-hmm.
now. That's that jab out there. This is a universal thing. This thing is worldwide. Where this...
Mm-hmm.
Where this... coronavirus, it's man-made, and people made it
mm-hmm.
and under the inspiration of satanic forces.
Mm-hmm.
They implemented that, and they're forcing, trying to, they can't force it on you. You got to remember that. They can intimidate you. They can do whatever, but they cannot actually force you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to lay down your life.
Yes.
Because remember, we were driving through town here, and we decided that's it for
mm-hmm.
for this program, and I was confronted. Are you willing to lay down your life before you can actually walk? I was willing to give up my life if need be,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not taking this jab
mm-hmm.
or getting involved in this jump. I'll still wear a mask if I have to, because if you got to go to the store, I don't have to really. But let's say these people in there, they have not made up their mind. They're not willing to lose their business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going in there without a mask, and then, of course, they're not too happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making it hard for them, because they have to make their own individual decision. But maybe I'll wear one, maybe I won't. It really doesn't matter. But what is this mask leading to?
Mm-hmm.
This mask is coercing, here's the word, they're coercing you into taking the jab,
mm-hmm.
taking that,
mm-hmm.
that, it's not a vaccine,
yeah.
it's a...
They have to use a vehicle to make it miserable, so you take the jab. That's how the devil does it. He makes your life miserable, so you try to have a normal life, and you'll do anything to regain that normal life, and that's how he does it. But if you're willing to lose your life,
yeah,
then
yeah.
you know what? It doesn't matter. The freedom lies in not being controlled.
Yeah, you still have your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to some people, and, well, I had to do it because my mom said I got to do it so I can visit the grandkids
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And then this person has to do it so he can fly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if they're willing to lay down your life, if they're willing to give your life. See, you and I, we're willing to give up our life if need be.
Mm-hmm.
We've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not taking a jab. Even, let's say you can't go nowhere. You can't go into the store. And then they clamp down more. You can't go into no restaurant. You know what? It's all a mechanism from Satan. Just to kind of, short of forcing you. You can't force you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to give up your life, well, if they need be, well, If I die, I die, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what they did back in that colony. That's why I went through that colony thing from time to time, because they did everything they could. If they left the land would allow, they would have killed me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just a blob, just intimidation, just coercing, you know, trying to coerce. And here it's the same thing. It's just driven by the same spirit, by the same demonic, diabolical forces.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to that image of that thing here is with these masks and this this jab. People, they take it voluntarily. It's still not quite the mark, but it's the image. It's something like the mark, but see, you can still out, you know, you still get out.
Mm-hmm.
But and that mark, you cannot get out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're living in Europe, that European area there, and you don't take that mark, you can't buy and sell. Here you can still probably buy and sell. You got curbside pickups and things of that nature. But what they're doing with the image is they're coercing you. They're intimidating you. They're fear-mongering you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make up your decision. Well, I'm going to lose my job. I can't work here in this hospital if I don't take the jab. Well, then that don't work.
And the thing of it is, a lot of people, they're nurses and stuff like that, and then they're forced to take the jab, and they go and take it, and then they're sick.
Then they die anyway.
Yeah, amputate some limbs, and now what good is it that you lost you lose your job anyway?
Mm-hmm.
If you would have laid it down, then at least you would have gained something.
Yeah, if you would have trusted the Lord, He will supply. Mm-hmm. If I lose the job, well, the Lord will supply. I'll trust the Lord. That's why it's so important to read Psalm 91. We should put it on our website. There is absolutely no way that pestilence will come down your dwelling. If you put the Lord Jesus Christ as your first and most prized possession.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. Trust in that word.
That's right.
God has put His word above His name. We decided we're going to trust Psalm 91. We'll do whatever we can to cuddle up to the Lord and to make Him the Most High, our most prized possession. That's all you have to do. And then if you lose that job, well, there's another job that we need for you. Like back in that calling when I lost, they took everything away. I lost my job and everything. Well, the Lord had something else for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went from there, I went to there, and from there I went to there, and the Lord always had another job for me. And it was always better than the one before.
Mm-hmm.
And then here back in the day, He told me to go down, and after they couldn't intimidate me, the Brennanites, they're basically the same thing. If you leave that Brennanite movement, you cannot fellowship with them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just moved on from there, and then that's when the Lord had something better for me.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to go down and fill out your resume at that trucking company. And it's been good ever since, you know. And God always has something better.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't work as on earth, then resign or quit, and then God will have something better if you put your trust in Him. This is what, but this is that, all that thing, that image can only coerce you, intimidate you, and to some degree it can force you if you allow it to force you. But see, like I'm trying to differentiate between the image and the mark. The mark is in Europe because here's the only place where all four of them are combined.
Mm-hmm.
The image, the mark, but you get victory over it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have victory over it, but the other ones, it doesn't read like that. It doesn't say they've gotten the victory over the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And over his image, that's what's happening now with this COVID. It's universal. Mm-hmm.
And you see it in the churches too. There's one woman preacher. They're promoting this vaccination so much. There is the spirit of Satan behind it. And she even, instead of having a necklace with a cross on there, she has a necklace saying vaccinated. You see, that's their image. Mm-hmm. That's their God. Mm-hmm. You know, all because of what they did in the 60s. They rejected the message for their hour, and they rejected Brother Branham, and then They are being corralled into this system. They're corralled into this image, and that's who they worship, because it says they had gotten the ones who don't fall for it. They have victory, and they don't worship that.
Yeah, gain the victory. They, like we've gotten the victory over it, you know?
Yeah.
He's accepted the prophet back in the day. Here again, you got to go back to that, those seven stars.
Mm-hmm.
If you reject that prophet, that he was the message for your day, back in the 60s, the Church of America rejected that very thing. That very star, when that star measure that Jesus held in his right hand.
Mm-hmm.
They were blinded by greed. They were blinded by a paycheck. They were blinded by that church system. And there, today you see the results of that church system for rejecting the prophet. You see the pedophilia. You see what the churches have become.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it says, come out of her, my people. It has evolved into a cage and a hole of every foul and evil bird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about people who had victory over it, and there's some scripture that people who fall for it, there's Revelation 14:11, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. And then Revelation 16:2. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. See, it's all to falling and worshipping something. Like they're worshipping the beast and his image, whereas people who do not, they have victory over it, and they will have eternal life.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something here as you were talking that says, come out of her, my people, or you partake of her sins.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to receive these plagues, all these plagues that are written in the book of Revelation.
Right.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
They're all coming.
They
we've got nothing really to lose. I'm not taking a jab, because if I do, I'm going to fall into that category.
That's right.
See, it never used to be like that. But now, see, the church used to be a haven back prior to the 60s. Used to be the place to go. But now, it is sold out. That whole church system is sold out.
That's right.
That's, therefore, it says now, come out of her, my people, or you want to partake of her sins and receive her plague, because great is the Lord that judges her. Well, I was going to say, the reason this is here, this image and this, you and I realize we're living in the last generation.
Mm-hmm.
We're living just a few days from the shutdown of the Grace Age. I think it's Friday, Saturday, where the Grace Age is shut down. No more grace. No more Jesus on the mercy seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you and I can say the things we say, because we know where we are at times.
That's right.
Like it says back, they do not. See, in the days when Jesus left toward Jerusalem, they knew not the day of their visitation, as it wasn't the days of Noah. They knew not. They just continued on building and doing whatever. And the days of Lot, they knew not. And it's the same thing today. When you listen to these so-called priests, even Brenham House, they're like this thing will go on for another 100 years. Simply because, you know why this thing, like, they know not. Simply because they know not. Yeah, we're living it. I could never have a conversation with them, knowing what I know. I would not build on anything other than this week is the end of the Grace Age. Would they know, they wouldn't talk like they talk, you know? And they claim to be Christians, and see, I give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt. They would never fit into this category here. But there's other categories that they can fall into. They can fall into that, in the week of Daniel, where it says, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. It's going to be a blessed thing. You're going to have to give your life for it. You're going to have to go up under that gulletin. They're going to find you. And that's what we see already beginning.
Yeah.
This other guy, he wanted to ask our name. He wanted to know where we live. It's all geared towards these so-called churches, this gospel hall, this Baptist church out there. They already got your number. They all know that you and I are where we live and everything. And they know we're those radicals, you know, that believe this stupid serpent seed thing and this God sending a prophet. They already know that. And it's gossip around town, you know, around the churches. Stay away from Sam and things of that nature. They already got our number.
Mm-hmm.
But they know they can't touch us.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for them to touch us, because when that week starts and the prophets are killed, then we'll be saying, come quickly, Lord Jesus. That's where the rapture happens.
Mm-hmm.
They can't touch you.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to stay the course. But see, there are some that fall into, do not fall into that rapture category, because they're not ready. So those that were ready went in and the door was shut. And see, they're going to have to go through take a different exit route, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's different exit routes. There's the bride, then there's the foolish virgin, then there's the sheep people,
mm-hmm.
and there's the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then there's these here, that blessed is he that dies and the Lord comes
mm-hmm.
in for. They still have an exit route. They still have a way of escape, but it's going to give, they're going to have to give their life.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not just a rapture, it's over, like there's just not, you know, how would I see it?
There's
the rapture is not the only exit
mm-hmm.
route.
Yeah, and then there's also the exit right of the sheep and the goat
yeah.
category, where blessed and holy is he that comes to the end of those days, that will be able to go into the millennium and repopulate.
And then there's the one where the 144,000 go out and preach the everlasting
mm-hmm.
gospel, and they warn people, do not take the mark.
Mm-hmm.
There's an exit route for them.
That's
I don't know
right.
what it'll be, probably your life.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
It says you have victory, yeah.
Yeah. But whatever it is, at least you don't have to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
At least you don't have to suffer the judgment that's coming
mm-hmm.
on all those that, that cave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you know, it's you and I can talk about these things because you and I, we know where we're living in time.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a few days from the ending of the grace age.
Right.
You try to tell that to people out there. They kind of look at you funny,
mm-hmm.
like the charismatic world does.
Mm-hmm.
They tell them about this, that, and the other. They don't believe it. They cannot believe that this is the end of the grace age
mm-hmm.
because we have, by listening to the seven stars, I listened to that Laodicea Church Age Messenger. It was that angel that spoke to Brother Branham.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out with the Midnight Cry, 1963. February 20th, 1963. Then you listen to Brother Jackson, the 2004 and a
mm-hmm.
half. After 2 days, he will revive us. After 2 days. And here we count to 2004 and a half. And then we figure you take the Midnight Cry and you take 2004 and a half and you realize got 17 years the calendar's out.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack said, if the wrong calendar's
mm-hmm.
We knew that the wrong calendar's out, but it's out 17 years. Now you can put all that together and this giant jigsaw database and hear what you come out with.
Mm-hmm.
On this Yom Kippur, the true Yom Kippur, where that feast is, that those feasts are very important to the
mm-hmm.
Lord. And we got figured it out by listening to Brother Branham. By taking having a reverence and respect for the Word of God, having a reverence and respect for what Brother Jackson said, and then you pile all that together, put it in your database, what do you come up with? The true Yom Kippur,
mm-hmm.
the feast.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth one.
And it basically ushers in the week of Daniel, where the Jewish people will have their revival, where they, the restoration, where they will recognize their Messiah. Where they can arise and shine, and because now God has the last of the Gentiles has come in, now he turns to the Jewish people, and that Yom Kippur sets in that time frame, just like the Passover when Jesus was crucified set in the grace age, the 2000 years that it talks about in Hosea. After 2 days, after those 2,000 years, he will revive us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it will be, when the week of Daniel, that 7 years that's left, God is going to revive. There is a restoration going to happen in Israel, where they're going to have their land back, their temple is going to be built. But in the middle of the week, the Antichrist is going to come in and desecrate the temple. And that's why the outer wall court, there's not enough time to build it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short time frame.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you cannot have it like it's, a lot of people will have it in a time frame of 7 years. Well, in 7 years, they could have everything built in no time. Like you can see how quite, quick they can build things nowadays.
Yeah.
It's amazing. One year there's the lot is empty. The next year there's the big manufacturing, like the roulette key company down there. Like 1 year it was empty. 2 years time there was this big manufacturing.
Yeah, the whole plant there, the pea plant.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't take long for things to be built, especially if the Gentiles are going to contribute to it with all their riches.
But you were saying it, like nothing can happen until the full of the Gentiles mm-hmm. come in. And mm-hmm. I was seeing that gray horse rider, the influence that gray horse as mm-hmm. rider has been in the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, he's got these people convinced. That's what that gray horse rider's job is.
Mm-hmm.
But now that gray horse rider, he doesn't ride anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now people, they see reality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They see it through the eyes of reality.
That's right.
Up till now, the news media, they got people brainwashed. That Trump is the crook and when it's different, when it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the grid is not writing it. All of a sudden, people start asking questions. Like, it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying, the effects of that week of Daniel, people are not going to even notice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think it's on Friday where it's going to slip in. And then you and I are probably the only two people that's going to recognize
mm-hmm.
it. But to the rest of the world, it's going to come in unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it was in the days of Noah. The animals were in the ark and the door was shut and everything was going like before.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining, it wasn't raining, the sun was shining, the birds were chirping. All of a sudden it started, after 7 days it started coming, it started happening. And here's the same thing. The effects of it beginning was back in the crucifixion when Jesus said it's done. That's when the effects of it, that the
mm-hmm.
resurrection and that Romans said, sure, truly this was
mm-hmm.
the Son of God. He got a revelation
mm-hmm.
on it. And it's the same thing here. It's going to come in on orders. But as it picks up momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just that it's a starting point.
That's right.
That's when it's starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I say it over and over again, that time I drove into the U.S. back in 2012 when Scott Walker won that recount, that's when that Civil War began. You're not sure. That's been 10, 15 years almost. They still haven't started shooting, but the beginning of the Civil War began.
Mm-hmm.
Come to play, there's no more reverse.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going into reverse anymore. Mm-hmm. This is going to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And he won that re-election. He was governor for 3 years, whatever, and then they voted him out with their crookedness. But he's got nothing to lose. He
mm-hmm.
did what needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And take him over the bike and go for a drive, you know. Just like Trump, when they ousted him he's still the president, but they ousted him and the Lord is saying, go back, go golfing,
mm-hmm.
and go have yourself a steak, and take it easy. You worked hard these 4 years, like no other president ever worked,
mm-hmm.
and you did some things. Now, he's giving them a break, like a holiday,
mm-hmm.
but he's going to be back in the White House, you know. You and I, we know that, because we're living by faith with Jesus above.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going by the media or by circumstances. We're living by faith. We see it in the scripture and we just hang on to it.
Yeah.
We'll try to tell somebody that I'm important at midnight cry. Just you and I have the revelation of that midnight cry.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot understand the end time until you understand that midnight cry, until you get a revelation and you believe it. Midnight cry, February 28th. Middle of the midnight, middle of Laodicea. You had 57 years, you come to 2021, and then you do the Brother Jackson's 4.5, you gotta add 28, you gotta have another 6 months to that. And you come to October.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, practically right, mm-hmm. right to the day.
Mm-hmm.
And here, that's why we can see, I always used to say, I couldn't understand that image. I've heard a lot of people talk about, what is that image? Well, Brother Jack said, it's the World Council of Churches. Yeah, it is to some degree,
mm-hmm.
but it's like what is Geist Jehovah? What is poor in spirit that can have the kingdom of God? It wasn't until I realized, I get up in the morning, I've got nothing. And then by around noon, the Lord starts to fill you, because I got no agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I got no program.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the week, he'll, Monday, Tuesday, I wonder what we're going to talk about Sunday. Even if I try to manufacture something, it won't work because I got too many loose ends. Mm-hmm. I got to wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it's right in your face. Yeah. Give me that song, Meine Atemut, Mach mich schrei zu den drei, der mit singen in my life. I depend on Him to fill me. And then it ties on together, sitting to the guy at the Hamsen. Blessed are they that are poor in spirit. That's the attitude you and I are in.
Mm-hmm.
We got no agenda. We got no curriculum that we follow. We just simply, we stand before the Lord. And he always comes down and he gives us something. And usually it's in your face. But you really got to recognize that you depend on Him.
That's
depend
right.
on His grace.
Meine
Arme macht mich schreien zu den Dreien. Der mich segnet und mach rein. He's the one that shows us these things. He's the one, that image, it's right out there. You're right in the age of that image.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here. It's right in your face.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the masks. It has to do with the jab. It has to do with that vaccine. They call it a vaccine, but it's really not a vaccine. It's something else. It's something that affects your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Messes with your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying, some people you look at, they don't have a soul.
Yeah,
like Mike Pence. He doesn't have a soul.
Yeah.
He got no feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to them to kill children and to mutilate them.
You look at these people, you know, like Bill Gates, that Musk guy.
Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. And
they got empty eyes.
So yeah, their soul, and that's the windows. Your eyes are the window to your soul, and you can see the soul is gone. They did something, and they have no soul.
Even that guy we saw the other day down here riding his bike, and it just happened that he did take the jab. Yeah, sure it did. I'm going to get my third one.
Mm-hmm.
He carries about him an atmosphere. I wanted to get away from the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was so empty.
Something happened. Like, he almost felt a void there. Like, a void in my soul happened. It was weird, a vacuum. And it does something. It affects you something with your soul. I don't care what your excuse is, why you take it. It has an effect of a person's soul. And because, number one, it's anti-God. Number two, how is it made from aborted baby cells? And you think your filthy, stinking life is worth more than a baby's that they aborted and killed? I'm sorry, not in the eyes of God. You are not going to be justified for that unless you seriously repent.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, it has, I don't know, they're still doing a lot of research about, they have to surround it with lipids, with a fat cell to stabilize it. Almost like it has a technology, something technical in it. And when they put it under the microscope, under the white light, it turns into different colors. And normally nothing does that unless you add a substance to it, and then the chemical reaction will occur. But this one, when they put it under a white light under the microscope, it changes into all kinds of colors. And other things that they're finding out, people that are in the field, that do that's their job. They look at things under the microscope, and they have done researches, and all of a sudden this strange phenomena is occurring, and they don't know what it is. They have never seen it before. So, and it is diabolically driven. It's a devil agenda, just like Nicaea, Rome was a devil agenda to make believe that people are Christians when they're not.
But they go to church.
They go to church, they're baptized in this Trinity baptism, in this diabolical counterfeit satanic baptism, and they think they're Christians, but it's not real. And that's the same way here. The devil's trying to copy what God in the future is. There's going to be immortal. The people are going to gain immortality.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to copy that. But you look at these people, they look old, they look sick, they look ugly. Their soul is gone. Your soul is your character. Look at Bill Gates, he looks ugly, old. Look at George Soros, ugly, old. Their soul is gone. Something happened to these people. And is that the outcome you want? Like, it's almost like you die. You die. Something dies within you. Your conscience or something.
Yeah, they manipulate with the genetics, mm-hmm. just like it was back in the prehistoric. Yeah. So you and I, we go back to the prehistoric where it says nothing new under the sun. And what happens today happened back then because the proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden, these dinosaurs, they were harmless. They didn't do nothing.
That's right.
But they got in with the genetics mm-hmm. and they messed with the genetics, these fallen angels. And they had a way of making these dinosaurs kill each other.
Yeah.
They grew to humongous size.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't start up like that. They were all grass-eating things. So we went to that museum, and the guy told him, this is here, this is that. And then we read up on it, and yeah, the dinosaurs originally, they were all just eating grass,
mm-hmm.
foliage.
Mm-hmm.
But then they messed with the genetics. And they love to sit and watch, just like with over in Rome, when the
Caesar,
mm-hmm. the Colosseums. That's what it was. Back there it was Colosseum. They get together. They had these dinosaurs bred, and all of a sudden they got this big one. The bigger the better, and they would sick them
mm-hmm.
after one another.
Mm-hmm.
They would kill each other,
mm-hmm.
and they had these spirits.
Words, yeah.
They were glad to watch it.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing new. Sad.
Yeah, it was a murder from the beginning.
That's right.
And they bode nothing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the same thing. Just it's coming to the end of civilization. Jesus is going off the mercy seat here this week. Tell that to be. Then he comes on as King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
He takes off his high priest robes, and he comes on. Now he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see the full impact of it until he actually
mm-hmm.
comes back. He's not going to be down here literally. But he will be down here and spirit form to those that have put their trust in him.
Yeah.
You see, you and I, we see the picture. There's not going to be, I used to think, I should be over on that day, I should be over in Israel telling the people what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not even going to notice it. It's just going to somehow, these two prophets are going to show up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not right at that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in motion, that's what I'm trying
that's
to say.
Right, yeah.
It's been set in motion.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening, I think it's Friday. Or the true Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the math. You can just go back to Midnight Friday and you can do the rest. And then you can take when the new moon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the new year starts. And then you go to Passover. And then you go so many days till the Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is the true Yom Kippur. Up till now, they were just types and shadows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were just leading up to that. Just like the day of the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
They were 1,500 years, they did the Passover thing, and then the real Passover came. And they didn't even notice it. They just, even after he was crucified, the next year they did the same Passover again.
Yes, that's right.
And just kept doing it again over and
mm-hmm.
over until the temple got completely destroyed.
Yeah, sometimes you get a little... You get your own idea on things, just like Brother Brennan. He had his own idea on the book of Revelation, and then the Lord showed up and he had a revelation on it, and then he saw the real picture of it.
Yeah.
That's how I always thought to myself, at the Yom Kippur there's going to be this altar there, and they're going to have a sacrificial there, and it's going to set in that it has to be like that. But it's not the way you perceive it to be. It's
mm-hmm.
it's just a day that the God of Heaven designed will be
set in motion.
That Yom Kippur, that hour of time, in the day they will recognize Jesus,
mm-hmm.
their Messiah, who they pierced, and they're gonna be like the Yom Kippur feast is a day of mourning, and they'll have a day of mourning. That when they realize within themselves that that's actually, they recognize Jesus,
mm-hmm.
they're no more blinded. The veil will be taken off
mm-hmm.
and they recognize, yeah, it was Jesus. He was here, 33 AD, and
mm-hmm.
we killed him. We got the Roman army to kill him. And they'll repent for it because they'll ask, where did you get these marks from? And he's going to say, in the house of my friends. You're the ones who killed me.
And it won't be necessarily... And a 24-hour thing for this person. Here's
mm-hmm.
a Jew.
Yeah.
Let's say Mark Levin, he's a Jew. And let's say after next week, maybe sometime, you realize, I was blind as a bat. Now I see. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's really it. Because he doesn't have a revelation.
No, he doesn't.
He just follows the glitch. And then there's another guy, maybe a week later, gets it. I used to think it would be simultaneously, instant. Everybody will see it. No, it's an ongoing thing, an ongoing process. And see, you and I understand it. And see, Brother Jackson was kind of a blind, put the blinders on it when he had us that miracle war and all that before the week. Well, when God gave you the revelation on it, it cannot happen while Jesus is still on the seat of earth. He says, arise and shine. You can't tell Israel to arise and shine when he's still sitting. He has to arise himself. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Arise and shine, for the light has come. And it's not, that's, nothing is going to happen. Even with these Arizona counts there they have, I don't believe anything's going to happen until Jesus gets out to see the mercy. Because he has to show these robbers or these thieves mercy too.
Yeah, because, the Grey Horse Rider and his effects is done. When the Laodicea church age is done, that Grey Horse Rider and his effects that he has to deceive, to mislead people, to take them out to hell and death, that is...
It's over. Yeah. It's done served its purpose. He's got tremendous influence. He talks to people. You know, you're right. And you talk to them like you're from outer space. Not telling you the truth. What Bible have you been reading? I've been reading the Bible. I've been in it all my life. I know what I'm talking about. I'm connected with these seven stars. I'm connected with these church age messengers. I got my church age messenger, Brother Brennan, and Brother Jackson. There's nothing in between. And now you and I are the ones that the third phase. God does things in three. He doesn't just do it in one, two. And you and I are the third phase of that voice of that angel. Who do you think you are? Well, we're not doing nothing without the inspiration. He gave you the other night the revelation on that arise and shine thing. We didn't know it before then, but the angel showed up and showed you. Where else is he? Take me around the world, show me where you'll hear anything of such a nature. They don't even know that word begin. When have you ever heard anybody say that word begin? Continue with Brother Jackson. They see Brother Jackson as a human being. Everything he preached, they think they could change it, or they call it packaged food or whatever, derogatory things, blackbird. But they don't have a revelation that was speaking to him. Was that angel speaking to him? Like Roy Mims, he goes over to Nora, thinks he can improve behind Brother Jackson, behind that angel. You realize who that was speaking to Brother Jackson? It was that angel, Revelation 10. Begin. He goes there and he thinks he can pull something out. See, that's how blind people are, because sometimes they don't see that word begin. Just a little word. And you read over it. But then it is of the voice when it shall begin. The only one of these messages that have that word begin assigned to it. Well, we'll begin with Brother Brennan. We'll continue with Brother Jackson. And then God does things in trees. Who's he going to do it? He's doing it right here. That's why I told him to put the lighthouse up there. The lighthouse is no more down at Faith Assembly. It was there until Brother Jackson went off the scene. And somehow construction companies took it down. If they want to build a road there, it's not there anymore. And it actually was put up supernaturally. Here the Lord told us to put it up personally. And here we're not quiet about saying the same in the rain chapter. We just, wherever it, you either get it or you don't. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not trying to brag. Well, if you could take me wherever it could even think about it could be, take me there. I'll listen. But I know there is nowhere. If it would be, I'd be sitting there. Just like I sat on a Brother Jackson for 10 years. I have no problem sitting under somebody. But you better have something for it. And the Lord Cohen does that. Told us to write an exam. We wrote that exam. There's the proofs and the pudding. Didn't even know it. And the controversial things on that exam, one of the most important things was that rapture. Can't be before, can't be the first part of the week. And when the Lord saw fit to pass the exam, the thing of it is, I didn't know that you were doing the same thing. And then he puts it together. It's so simple. But you got to pay attention, you know. It's not like a whisper.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no stars flying, you know.
No.
There was no dynamite.
No.
There was no big phenomenons happening. Mm-hmm. Just when you sit back and meditate, yeah. I wrote the exam. And you tell me a week later, you wrote one too. Then puts us together, and without you there is no program. You put all that in your database, here we are. Tell us, put up the lighthouse, here we are. We're just doing our thing, just doing our job.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep spiritually alive, you know.
Yeah, and just arm, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to fast and everything, just to keep our head above the water.
Mm-hmm.
Just comes in as a whisper. It's no big phenomena. In fact, that's why people miss it. They're looking for some great miracle. Well, it's just by the word, you know. The midnight cry. The week of Daniel. The days of the voice when it shall begin to sound. All these scriptures. You put it in. When the fullness of the Gentiles have come in.
Mm-hmm.
They were blind and unharmed until the fullness of the Gentiles have come in. That is, there's a time frame. People don't even know there's a time frame on the great age. They don't even know there is a great age.
No. I'm actually amazed at that.
And it has to run its course. It has an end. Where will they hear anything like that? I know there's, you know, well, you told me there's quite a few people tapping in. And we don't know who's tapping in, who's getting something out of it. Because the Lord told us, just put this website. If there's somebody out there that has a hunger and a thirst, he'll introduce it to them,
mm-hmm.
you know. We don't have to advertise. And we don't even have to get emails to see if they're... That's not our motivating factor.
Mm-hmm.
Our motivating factor is trying to keep ourselves in a place of sensitivity
mm-hmm.
that the Lord can speak to us. Heavenly Father, we just had a conversation around your word. I just pray you take what's been said. Use it for your honor and for your glory, Lord. Open the hearts of the people, Lord. I'm going to see the day and hour that we're now living in, Lord. That it not be said over that bad day, do not, Lord. We do know. There is somebody down here that knows your program, that's walking hand in hand with you, Lord. I just pray, Lord, you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that image I always said, well, it'll be here. I'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. It's too massive a thing not to be biblical.
That's right.
It has to be in the Bible somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, it comes in so sleazy, so sly, that you don't need to, you kind of figure it's ordinary procedure kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's horrendous, but people doing to people, but people that have not committed their ways to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
People that they get up in the morning and they figure God owes them a living. They don't even know believing in God. Like that guy we saw the other day, he doesn't believe in a God. Even that Chinese girl that you talked right in there.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of such a thing. She comes from China. I said, "You like communism? What's that?" She didn't even know what communism is. Like, they're not even taught that they're a communistic country. It's quite something. And I said, "Well, do you believe in God?" I don't know what that is. It's quite something. Like,
atheistic country. Mm-hmm. Isn't an atheistic country,
mm-hmm.
China? She comes here and you ask her if she likes communism. She doesn't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's amazing.
I said, this mask here, that's communism. That's not supposed to be in our country. We're a democracy. Freedom of choice. What's that? She didn't even know that. So it was quite something that... You can't even wrap your mind around that. The sad part is that North America has so many communistic... agendas already, that these people come here and they think it's just, you know, another country like theirs.
Yeah.
They find no difference. Like, to have making people wear masks, that's communism. That's socialism. That is not right what they're doing with that. That's a diabolical agenda.
It's not going to fly here.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's going to... They don't realize that Jesus comes off the mercy of Jesus, and they put a shut to that, stop that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll order them to go over to Europe. But they still got the agenda.
That's
and
right,
then
in
the last part of the week, God gives them the go-ahead with that image.
Because
it's fulfilling a purpose.
Yeah,
everything in God fulfills a purpose. He's got to get these mortals immortality somehow.
Yeah.
But they refuse. They refuse this journey. They refuse the bride chapter.
Because
they got their own agenda. They think of their own things. And they're doing their thing. Kind of thing. But one day, your eyes will be open. And you'll see... The only exit route out of here is take that scripture, blessed is he who dies in the Lord from henceforth. They won't fight it. They don't want it. They can fight it, but they got nothing to gain. Just hell. So I can see them lining up behind the Gulletons. Glad to give their life. Because they become immortal.
Yeah.
They go on to the sea of glass. And then they end up at that resurrection, Matthew 24 there. But there's one guy, he got they interpreted wrong. They say there's three raptures. Well, there's only one rapture. But there's a few resurrections.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually six parts of the first resurrection.